Welcome to the Financial Planning for Canadian Business Owners podcast. You will hear about industry insights with award-winning financial planner and entrepreneur, Jason Pereira. Through the interviews with different experts with their stories and advice, you will learn how you can navigate the challenges of being an entrepreneur, plan for success, and make the most of your business and life. And now, your host, Jason Pereira.
Hello and welcome. Today on the show, I have Alexandra Moore, CEO and lead strategist at Coach House Marketing. In addition to that, she's also a certified digital advisor. And that's important because I brought her on the show today to talk about the Canada Digital Adoption Program, a government program that's out there to, guess what, help businesses adopt digital strategies and to tell us a little bit about how it works. And with that, here's my interview with Alexandra. Alexandra, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you so much for your interest in hosting this conversation.
So Alexandra, tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do.
So I've been the owner of Coach House Marketing for nearly 14 years. And in the process of a massive life transition, just at the start of COVID, as many of us also experienced, I realized that the work I was doing as a fractional CMO for businesses, where I was very closely connected to the revenue requirements for their marketing spend, long-term planning, business systems, allocations of budgets and other areas of the business, and even human resource allocations, that I loved getting a really deep inside view of businesses beyond simply what a marketing agency tends to do. And so at the same time, I'm incredibly passionate about small and medium-sized businesses, particularly in Canada, and wanting to maintain my independence as an agency, but deepen my knowledge. I ended up going back to school. I'm a former PhD student in Shakespeare, so I have a very rigorous academic training. But when I left that program, I was like, I never want to be in academia ever again. But there was a program at Yale's executive education program called a digital transformation certification program. And so we took on major case studies like on massive corporations like MasterCard, ING Insurance, really, really big digital transformation pieces. And I went into that program really trying to determine how can we apply this strategy to small and medium-sized businesses. At the same time, the Canadian government came out with this digital adoption program grant, specifically customizing digital transformation for small and medium-sized businesses. So it was just a really natural fit for the way in which my own interest in supporting businesses on a really comprehensive digital landscape met really nicely with this grant fund that provides $15,000 in strategic funding for small and medium-sized businesses.
Excellent. So let's talk about what is involved there. And by the way, bonus marks if you slip any BARD quotes in here, because you should know them all. I get it. All right. So the $15,000. So talk to me about, okay, so let's talk about this process and the journey of someone who will go down this. So I see that there's a program that's going to give me money to digitally transform my business, right? Step one, what do I do?
Well, it really is a question of to do the CDAP program or not to do the CDAP program. How's that for a quote from Shakespeare? Essentially, it's a program that provides a very comprehensive overview of digital systems and a level of expertise that typically only large corporations invest in. But when we think about the digital landscape, particularly post-COVID and with global economic shifts, the digital age is really, truly upon us. And for small and medium-sized businesses, that means a lot of opportunity, but a lot more risk as far as adapting and staying relevant in the marketplace. And this program is the government's response to that. Now, because it's an area that many small and medium-sized businesses don't even know how to integrate strategically into the way they structure their growth, it is a bit of a challenge in terms of translating what the program offers and encouraging people to jump through the hoops. Because yes, it is a grant-funded program. So you do have to apply directly on the government website and ensure that you have the minimum revenue of $500,000. There's a number of different steps that the government has put into place as a form of checks and balances. And the reason why it is beneficial to do is because you get a comprehensive overview of your digital systems, working very closely with individuals who are experts at consulting with businesses on these particular pain points. You can focus on areas of digital marketing, on CRM buildouts, on workflow systems, on your IT needs. and your ERPs. I'm talking about different areas that we cover as far as different audits, but then also doing a deep dive. And it can be incredibly overwhelming for a small business to even think about how would I go about doing this. But the value is absolutely and incredibly immense. To be particularly clear, I am not associated directly with the government. I'm not a government employee. I'm a certified digital advisor for the program. And I'm one of about 200, I believe, advisors across Canada. So you really get to pick and choose who you want to work with to support your business. And I also want to note that only 3% of the grant funds were used last year, which is why the program has actually encouraged us as digital advisors to be their marketing voice in many ways, because the value is there, the funds are there, and it's really a matter of encouraging businesses to access the resources available.
Excellent. Okay. So bottom line is I got up the funding of up to between the two programs, 17,400, right? It's not meant to cover everything, but it's meant to give me a path forward that is going to show some sort of cost benefit that means that, hey, not only is it getting me started, it's giving me some access. It's also giving me access to capital, I believe, through BDC loans as well, mm-hmm. which are preferable.
$70,000 student wage grant. Sorry to cut you off there. But yeah, it's a whole bundle of benefits. If you're an e-commerce business, you get to also use Stream One, which is a $2,300, I believe, hands-on support with marketing agencies who know how to support e-commerce businesses. That's a program where you get hands-on tangible support. The program that Coach House Marketing offers is Stream Two, which is a $15,000 digital strategy grant that then opens you up to $100,000 in 0% financing through BDC, as well as multiple $7,300 used subsidy wage grants to help with the implementation. So while the digital advisors are only responsible for the strategy portion, there is financial and resources as far as the grants for youth subsidy wage grants in order to provide ample implementation support.
Excellent. Okay. So basically, let's talk about the actual final deliverable, right? So I go sign up for this. There's two different programs. Tell me about what people receive at the end of the Grow Your Business Online grant.
Right. So the Grow Your Business Online grant is Stream One, and that's the e-commerce grant. So any business that has some sort of transaction on their website would apply and likely be approved. And then Stream Two, it's a $15,000 strategy grant that enables you to go through a series of inquiry calls with your chosen digital advisor in order to cover any number of digital questions that you might have. So for us, I'll just read through the list of the scope and depths of inquiry that we can do as far as strategic areas of focus: customer journey mapping and UX-centric digital experience, competitor and industry analysis, organic SEO, paid SEM, and multi-platform campaign development, lead generation optimization and strategic CRM integration, customer acquisition and retention strategy, value chain and margin growth analysis, integrated communication strategy, strategic ad management training, social media and digital marketing strategy, change management and workflow systems, digital, traditional, and account-based marketing, brand development and data integration, R&D enabling technology, accessibility, and privacy. And though, so basically, if you have a business and you don't have an exit plan where unearthing all the opportunities for how you could actually be better as a business would be potentially bad for your exit plan, or you don't need to digitize because you're at the end of your business life cycle and in one way, shape, or form. Really and truly, if you have that 500K benchmark, the Stream 2, it's a literal gift as long as you're willing to jump through the hoops. And that's the role of the digital advisor, is to help businesses jump through those hoops to receive at the end, to answer your question, a digital roadmap that assesses where they're at and gives them a really good benchmark, a digital needs assessment, and unearths the opportunities in the market relative to their goals, relative to their capabilities, relative to what is happening in the marketplace. And then there's a road mapping of exactly how to do that with timeline, milestones, requirements, dependencies, all those good things. We do find that the reporting that is required is pretty high level. So our goal as Coach House Marketing is to ensure that the reporting also is very accessible and enables small and medium-sized businesses to take that into and to integrate that into actionable change.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about your experience in working with people who've basically gone through this. What kind of time commitment was involved from their end in order to get to the end result? And then we'll talk about uptake afterwards.
Yeah, time commitment is one of the reasons why businesses who might qualify and actually go through the application process decide not to go through the program. But you can technically jump through the hoops as quickly as your digital advisor can run with you. So we've done plans for as quickly as 6 weeks and as long as 6 months. You have an entire 9 months to complete the program. And as far as Coach Has Marketing, the way we work is structure the timing of our calls and the depth of our calls based on the entrepreneur's needs, essentially, because there's a lot that we can do on the back end. So it really depends on the needs of the entrepreneur. We have done a lot of work with e-commerce, manufacturing, restaurants, service-based businesses. And so the way in which that we support companies, it really is a matter of looking at what they need and how we can fit the grant to really give them the most value for these funds. It's really interesting because in the consulting world, particularly in digital transformation, my colleagues will say to me, how the heck do you do all that you do for $15,000? But a small business will often come to me and say, how is this costing $15,000? But at the end of the day, it's a value marker that's been put together by the government, and we do our very best to give the maximum amount of value under the grant.
But this is within your interest to provide a lot of value early on, because at the end of the day, there's consulting work you could be hired for after the fact, right? So you're giving them, in a lot of ways, you're giving them a reason to hire you to do more, right? And if they don't perceive that value, if they don't see the work that you've done, then congratulations, 15 grand, that's all you're gonna get out of them versus, you know, hey, this is how it can actually help your business. And it's funny because that is, for so many people in consulting or other fields that are business services and B2B, a lot of it is like, look, I can help. It's an opportunity to show you. But that initial engagement is always a stumbling block. So this is a great way to get past it.
Absolutely. And we're finding that the implementation support is something that our former clients are coming to us and asking us for. And we're trying to figure out a way right now actively to structure that in low cost ways, because that's the one thing with small and medium sized businesses is, and I feel very passionately about this in general, is no matter the caliber of work, it's got to make sense financially for their bottom line. So as far as working with a digital advisor, it actually is a good idea to ask what happens after CDAP and if they provide services that could help with the implementation, and perhaps using that as a metric of determining who would be a good fit as far as the digital advisor for them. There are many of us, we have a wide variety of specificities. I would definitely encourage people to ask very specific questions around what their reimbursement rate is, asking for references, asking what kind of strategy work they have done for businesses before CDAP, if they're new to strategy work. And the other question I would just generally recommend is to ask whether or not they use AI to generate the reports. As a former academic, something around the integrity of manual data work is very important to me, and custom reporting. And if you want to go through the process quickly, if you're looking particularly just for that 0% loan and don't really care about the quality of the report, that's one thing. But a lot of my competitors definitely use AI, which there's nothing particularly wrong with that. I actually help a lot of my CDAP clients learn how to use AI for their digital needs. But as far as the caliber of the reports themselves, I do think it's a little premature in the marketplace to have comprehensive digital strategies auto-populated by AI. And in fact,
as someone who does presentation on AI, I will say that that is absolutely true. And as I always say, in a world full of easily generated content done by artificial intelligence, the marginal value of that is going to drop to near zero. And frankly, somebody who provides actual subject matter expertise and takes the time to write something, only that is going to be valuable. So,
yeah, it really was a vote of confidence when one of my CDAP clients, her business consultant, came to me to work with me for CDAP, and he had seen many other reports, and he chose me as his CDAP advisor. And it it's humbling to no end. In fact, many of my clients, I'm just so incredibly honored that they have selected me. I get to work on incredibly challenging and interesting projects. And it's just a gift to be able to give to small businesses, but also be given such an opportunity to speak so deeply into the needs of businesses today.
Excellent. Okay. So basically so they get this program, they want to go through with it. Then they have options for funding. Let's go over those again and talk what the process for that looks like and how long that typically takes for turnaround.
Right. So once the digital adoption plan program roadmap is submitted by your digital advisor, you upload that to your dashboard. And if you want to follow along, I can read out the website that you would go through. It's a little bit of a long one, but that is exactly where you would start the process of applying. And it's www.ised-canada.ca/site/canada-digital-adoption-program. And then if you click on Boost Your Business Technology Grant, get up to $15,000 in funding, that's the one that I service. But as you have heard, there is also $2,400 in funding if you are an e-commerce business that's available. So once you sign up, you pick your digital advisor, you do a digital assessment, and then you begin the process of one-on-one consulting calls with your digital advisor. I do have a full team behind me of incredible specialists, including senior business systems analysts formerly at IBM and RBC, as well as an amazing workflow expert who has supported the LCBO with his automation expertise, as well as an amazing Shopify expert. So it's usually a very comprehensive, in-depth process. You receive the report that's hopefully very custom to you. You upload it to your dashboard, and then that enables you to take your roadmap to BDC to receive 0% financing to implement the plan. So the plan will include a budget, a proposed budget by the digital advisor. We have to be systems agnostic. We have to be vendor agnostic. But we can talk about the requirements. And if you are already working with a specific software, or if you have a software in mind, we can analyze that for you and how it would be beneficial to your company. But we cannot name the solution in any way that might suggest that we could potentially be getting some financial benefit for making any kind of recommendation. So that loan application isn't required as far as you working with BDC. Although I always say, if you can receive those funds, it's 0% financing. And look at our market today. It just makes sense to use that. You can use it for any range of digital needs. And when you include that in the plan with your digital advisor, it really can support small businesses on a financing level. And then as well, there's a $7,300 youth subsidy wage grant to help with the low-hanging fruit. So let's say you have a CRM that needs to be updated, and there's manual database checks and balances that need to be done. Or you want to run Google Ads and you want to find someone who's young who can do that for you at a low cost. Or you want to look at your workflow systems, and there's processes that you need documented that can then translate into software adaptations. You name it, these youth subsidy wage grants are there to really help move the dial forward on those manual tasks. Because the truth is, a plan is only as good as it can be implemented, and the implementation piece is where things get challenging. And so as far as the structure of the grant itself, I really do believe that the Canada Digital Adoption Program has been very strategically and astutely put together with SME needs in mind. I've supported digital grant programs in other areas as given by the Canadian government in different programs. And there's not been a program so thoroughly thought out as the Canada Digital Adoption Program that I've worked with.
High praise. Excellent. Okay. So basically, the bottom line is, it's money to get you a proper report from proper experts as to how to transform your business. It is access to funding that basically will allow you to execute on the implementation of that plan, including contacts to who could do it. I guess, other than time commitment, what else do the clients or do the business owners need to know about this program?
I should mention that the funding is, it only covers 90% of the plan. They want to make sure that the business has some skin in the game. So they are responsible for 10%, so $1,500. But if you look at what you receive in return, it really is the best $1,500, I think, that you can spend. I mean, I'm biased, but in your business, it's definitely a worthwhile investment. But that is important to know going into the program. I think just be mindful that there are some hoops to jump through. And it's very possible to get approved within the same day. I've had a client had that happen. So the funds also, they work really hard to reimburse them as quickly as possible and move people along the lines. But my recommendation really would be to interview a number of digital advisors to ensure that you are getting the best value for you and at the stage of growth that your business is in.
Excellent. Well, Alexander, thank you so much for taking the time to explain all this to us. Where can people find you?
CoachHouseMarketing.com.
Excellent. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
So that was my interview with Alexander Moore regarding the Canada Digital Adoption Program. Please take the time to look into it if it is something you're interested in, as you know, basically, I want to say free money, but money that can help transform your business that you would otherwise not think to access. So take a look. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please review on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, or wherever your podcast. Until next time, take care.
This podcast was brought to you by Woodgate Financial, an award-winning financial planning firm catering to high net worth individuals, business owners, and their families. To learn more, go to woodgate.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or find more episodes at jasonpereira.ca. You can even ask Siri, Alexa, or Google Home to subscribe for you.